I'm going to read three poems today: Woodpecker, Ex-Buckle, and Yan Yellow. And I'm going to start with Woodpecker, which first appeared in the Spanner chapbook in 2001. It's in four parts. It starts on 559, if you're following the text, in the gravity bo book, or box almost. One. Some humbler attendant of my understanding, the rate at which we rotate limits to a series of set values and not continuous range. The pleasant gratifications of a luxurious city, a placeness different from embracing weather, space-time's tool to breed method in air, a particular place, a certain inward effect, differentiates representation by likeness from chance. Vexed chores. Display tragacanth shrub of vine tomatoes, a sublimation of passion, a narrow skylight positioned above the easel extends the width of the studio, a breeze throated in wealth, Richmond. A tiger leaps the wall to catch a water rail, a long scattered score of broken processes, sentiment free of instinctive report units, this asceticism of the negative. Enthusiasm I felt that day, its origin in the future, the harmony of mutually divergent things, that kind of muddle. Constructed out of experience in the presence of place, a lability of long-term memory at each recall modified and reconsolidated. Tears filled me, a superation all the long day, my heart full of a tremulous inner space-time. A friendship derived from instant intimacy. Announce a fool regained a trick, stammering bereavement. Some humbler attendant of my understanding, negative space-time as potential meeting within me. Envenomed traces from rays that strike, stalked agreement to share careerman's sight, marked on local maps with a purplish blotch. The lineaments of the body express a diversity of passion. Shift the toadstool showers, stenched with spores. Two. She entered a fluorescent-timed airshot with gene-coated gold particles, knowing in transition does not abide, does not to abide. Held by Ligar in the cut ring of the plasmid, sporandy duties amid roots in the corkscrew, liberating subjectivity from lack of culture, abstraction as a method, landscape experience as source. Rails and wires gleamed like so many traps, the possibility that we might be organized in hitherto unsuspected avenues of gravity, joined to the prattle of the purling rills. An itinerary of procedures in the form of recipe, the scent. A sense of an Eden's mulberry, hair upon the horses, the leaves upon the trees. The real visible and tangible promotes the problem of consciousness, that each of us constructs projects it into a further construction, precarious descent of Roehampton Lane, experience a fund for space-time's properties, nervous excitement in which idle speculation chases. Devices discreetly play white noise, mask window, vibrations picked by laser-based eaves, dropper scans, fraught by twinges in position, torn against random pleiotropic effect, the gravitational pull of oblivion, bright pink walls, the haywane, arousing spleen to administer vapor, on circuit through viable purchases, a care frayed to pen. A pleasing hand of drowsy head, in strident disbelief read photocopy of an ancient map. Three. It is a question of changing the horizon itself. The fish gene did not work in the tomato until a promoter with a flag was included. A street in Italy set against a plastic frog, emulsion of tubular bean sprout phage. To stake out shifts between gas and solid, registered by the sounds of burning acids, the whole process of gene expression. Anxiety for knowing for the beautiful and good promotes a confusion of time without space, glistens in a waste of regeneration. This far-suffering concealment dispelled wonders from constructed posterity, polished copper, glass, chrome, plasticized wood, and the stones and gravel upon the road, station to station in a wireless embrace, a false consciousness of timid objects, the time chosen early morning before sunrise, transcribed into a single-stranded molecule, simulation energized with polyadenylation. Horizontal bands of wood, chrome buttons, the smooth returning flow of emphapatis and infantidos, rent in perturbance and resorted clones, a fall fastened and penned, drawn in fragility and combustible, a warning in each quiver of line, each breakage, the copiousness of merismus within merismus, poor fleece on anfrons, storm in fragility and combustible to a gather clocked and screened, marble aggregates, tabletops and floor. Four. In a quest for chasing and haranguing the self on a map in suspended animation, that kind of fudge, north of an exclusion zone, the night bar, does it really matter what we die for, what we die of? Passage in snow, ash bleats beyond strain, contours intertwined sometimes through each other, an inscribed wall of plaster hung on the surface, the factual concealment and configured purism, enthusiasm I felt that day, infrasound of the trochaic conundrum, deployed this sheen of taste, become active in the quiet DNA, an enclosure inside the enclosure's enclosure beginning to burst. Taste a myriad intruding nose and eyes, rotating with continual range. Bent into the risk of a scud before wind simulates permission to cross concrete and gravel, shifting views of the same location, exquisite posing of similarity against variety, in a poignantly negative reprise, acoustic torch, a message without signs, lace rhymes, fall to feed, mesmerize care. Anamorphic shoes tread gas, where the soul remains unnumbered, unmeasured. She knows influx without worry if its lead a broken mirage, in toasted air, distinct, indivisible preoccupations, analysis of new samples of weight, studs in boot base, confirm marked out space, turquoise, maroon, cream wall blanks, a still life, a chrome and neon R, in the mist of the town, the feeling of being self-sufficient. The second poem is called Exbuckle. It first appeared in a book called Fulcrum, thanks to Philip Nikolaev and Katia Kapovich. And it also featured in a video called Vol Vol Spin, which was issued by Root and Branch, thanks to Paige Mitchell. It starts on 563. Born a designer from inarticulate creativity, intimate connections to imaginative life, the ephemeral and intangible of the spoken, screeches on complexity as if obstructive, a precision of relationships that counted, preparation coupled to working in particular ways, a contingency on narrative trap, his balance the blue weight of blossom on sunken catalpa, fresh and unexpected simplicity without serif. The school does not belittle this specialist messenger, unconditioned by considerations of space-time, inscription on rock-faced garden wall, necessities for craft, insufficient for art, a matter of instance straight after saturated blue, drawing a way of thinking, a form of thought, made conscious through art, sediments crushed between tar and feet, visual aspects of weight and movement, spring against the left to right reading rolls, emotion, imagination, and cognition within recollections, extirpation of mere printer's errors, a new insincerity, a new variety of bad taste, subdivision sprung to tension boundaries. Controlled by the images of things, attendant rites formulated by each individual work, leaded through an intuitive logic of oppositions. These permanent conference situations, a complete self-consciousness in a process of dissing, interruption, interrupting voices, addition to continuous narrative, conjoining performed elements and adjusting boundaries, not entirely ephemeral or material, etched cedar awash in rainfall, visual forces across passive horizontals, immediacy of sensations through a sense of sight. Reality is the earth detached with a cap of invisibility, edges of page and frame or page or frame, the place where brain and universe meet, meditation as rhetorical process and product, made complete by arguing civic being and identity. Orthopractice for the invention of meditation by unlocked powerful lines which zigzag. Demand each moment in a longer process, plans for a future, almost no idea of what things really look like. Gravity of newsprint on granite steps, subdivisions benefit different units. A great bell clapper swung in slow arcs gathers, connects to meditating upon. The constructing of ideas rather than having them, contemptuous first beams of the sun seen above horizon, invention, disposition, style, memory, delivery. To go synchronically and contextually showing the boundaries. Entomic scatter and irretention, two distinct beauties, reflections, undisturbed mirror pool. Thought, creativity and economics addressed in freedom, engagement of space-felt attention, balance between ease and order, a line indicated by a sudden bend, bunched type, placed on blank sheets, marks of touch in a flystorm. Change begins in the way we think, the rhythm of a line, full round of clappers in a bell funnel, the necessity of complexities, grid, rhetorical excesses, and unbridled violence held back, eloquence, speech, extempore, resistance to movement, a creation of textual pattern. From left and top a sequence, torn documents announce liberty, fraternity, equity, experience inertia's resistance, hands in geological time spread, hone the aesthetic aspects, blue pitched against the narrative skin, proportionate change in spatial alignment, timed between elements, the vehicle for syntax. How much longer will people continue to believe dullness and melancholia in relation to colour, to analyse the stretch of situation, form, weight, size, texture and direction, in a storage of diverse materials, as one age falls, another rises, repeated again and in animals, vegetables, minerals charged against its background, optimum solution effective on its own. Raw and chaotic to the point of melting, in relation to the inclination to the edge of a plane, vertigo sentence, prolonged anticipation, refines, loops back, myriad demands. Community you have to deal with, visual frequency. Regard and joy characterize aesthetic judgment, a synergy required to develop and realize idea. Strictly nonlinear frames of reference, melting in terms of love, energy unlocked and articulated, communicating through the body, the distance at which enchantment begins, thought become physical feeling. I hear the ruin of all space-time, all shattered glass. Contractile structure evaluates design intertwines with emotion. Breath held in teeth pain latchwork succeeds when consciousness returns by an ecstasy. Fountain spills in sound of night fires. The difficulty, not only creating the concept you have seen, but how do they work and from their faces understand. And lastly, read from Yana Yellow. Yana Yellow appeared in a magazine called The Paper in Sheffield, thanks to David and Christine Kennedy. It's in six parts. It starts on 566. A combination of the use of language and the subject. 1. Discontinuity in narrative method observed polyphonic structural. The controlled manipulation of entanglement. Experiments involve quantum control of charged atoms, confined in a trap and vacuum, manipulated by laser pulses. Horizontal line of action persistently tested against vertical coordinates. Superimposed upon source, agitated in design, a variety of processes calls into question linguistic procedures. Contrasts in formal terms with what preceded the principles of an individual through examinations of various selves. Special correlation in the complete quantum systems retains entanglement's constituent parts. To gain preparations anticipates themes, images, abandons apparent gains of selfhood through writing it in processual interaction and distance, in oscillations of difficulty, emblems of self-contradictory confusion over the rubble, beneath new, but it's not exactly where I am. 2. Shifting weight from protagonist and history to loss of direction or need on many buses, extinguished faculties set against her. Body a misconstrued value responded to. A controlled logic gate between a pair of quantum bits, precise state preparation and readout, high quality memory already reliable, taken for granted iron trap technology. Misfortune as asserted dignity, to avoid despair, the impact of changed experience associated with narrative challenges and image of self-traveller through eternity, moral and intellectual. The method is to apply an oscillating force to the unbalanced trapped iron pair, and they oscillate slightly towards and away from each other. Dignity, despair, what he might have become, poetic procedures to intense scrutiny, his own life against images of what himself becomes. Never actually a private matter. Disturbance and distribution, single phases in the larger structure of plans and plots, beyond levels of text, upon the sad and serious discourse. 3. Impact of images or suddenness to reverse annihilation. When the ions are prepared in a superposition of states, the net effect is to entangle them, because the final quantum phase of each depends on the other. Imaginative intensities of momenta, adumbrated renewal of pain, where repetition indicates outline in process of construction, painful patterns of repetition, half-perceived regularity in image against confusion. While the forces acting to and fro the energy of the positions are different from half the energy of the state, I speak only what it appears to us with outdoors, the image of a tree made emblem for stability and deceit, civilization and courtesy. Inner significance judged from a vision of penitence in premonition of paradise, grasped absence and presence, a promise of health, a phase gate logically equivalent to the controlled knot, NOT, renewed pain named solace, still better cause be declared, and I am confident. 4. Or as an attempt at evasion in suicide, each step of bread through the conditions of history, that I should clasp myself a little while. In speech, lock and unlock so gentle, how to deal with shape. The quantum logic operation determined purely by area of the loop traced in position momentum space, and not by its shape. The status and trust in language, ineffable tropos of paradise, a performance and implicit critique of narrative, peaches in gravity, thought-trapped personality in archaic coherence, shifts of gravity in solemn patterns from scientific expression, disentangled from its enclosure, its part realized, cross-referenced images, made part emblem, then road-run tiers of things, a violation on which the technologist depends, constrained to defend himself, a screened, disappointed intelligence. I fear me barbarous, or rather scarce to be exampled. 5. Among any barbarians, or such flips, fluid loss of common voice, the quantum state of the iron pair is translated round a loop in position momentum space, as the relative phase between the iron and laser oscillations changes. A deliberate decision to unexampled composition in gravitational variety, a dismissal of direct access to neurons, deprived of olfactional preference, the oscillated force generated by a pair of counter-propagated beams directed at the ions. Style affected by critique of truth. The responses to affirmation. Raises that poetry does. Raw sense made meaning, a mechanism to enable isolation. Celebration of restraint and exuberant growth of frontal and temporal lobes provides self-consciousness. Activates, dissolve, reform, change in relation to entrap others, stretch forth to change any proposal of a self known by action, the roars of reception, blend the intricate, a cupped ear affordance. Momentary ploy from the brain through the body, how patterns intention towards an external lead to assimilation of meaning, formed, strengthened, weakened, or deleted through learning, that a paid army should for no other cause thus subdue. 6. The supreme power that set them up, machine-tooled extricable values, chooses health, preference to originality, irritable peaching, after fact, after fattened reason. Care interrupts himself. A fabric of interlocked, observed, measured imaging, non-linear brain dynamics. Superposition of currents enables dendrites to integrate their input, a Western trapeze, engined by recentered thought onto singularity of being, a drive to actualize all the power of possible intellection, archaic modernity crunched into a multiple chalk bar, a new consciousness of dignity, ambitiousness, wrapped in perfections and homo homo, transcendence become immanence, become intensive appropriation of the multitude into irreversible damage, in which peace becomes miserable humiliation, escape from death, or prevention of aesthetic values, critique of truthfulness, aesthetic moments different from intelligence, weight of engagement to prevent unity. Discard disinterestedness in favor of action. Constructed a list of less than 100. Relief from fought for in imprecision. Productive manifestations of nakedness changes itself in accord with consequences of the scene. Destabilizes cortices, the pattern of neural actions, this lately renowned for the most civil and best ordered in the world, and by us here, smug at home, the most conscientious.